Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
More than 750,000 workers are now registered as part of the government's new auto-enrolment pension scheme, officially known as the My Future Fund. That's probably more than had been expected. It means that most people working in the economy have at least started saving into a private or workplace pension scheme. Up to this, employees had no choice once whether to join. From today, they can choose to opt out. But is that a good thing for them, their employers, or us taxpayers? Caroline Rowan is pensions lead with Aon, the consultants, and is with me now. Good morning, Caroline.
Good morning, Joe.
So what do employees have to do if they wish to opt out of the My Future Fund?
So if employees want to opt out, they need to go onto the My Future Fund portal. So this is where they can view their contributions and how their investments are doing.
Assuming they've already registered with the My Future Fund.
Absolutely. It is an easy process. They will need a MyGov ID in order to access it. But certainly anyone that's motivated enough to want to opt out will need to go onto the portal. I believe there's a manual process so they can contact the administrator, which is the National Auto Enrolment Savings Authority, or NERSA.
Another quango.
Absolutely. So we in the industry prefer NERSA. It's shorter. It doesn't really mean much to those of us outside of the industry.
Right.
But they can contact NERSA directly to get
a form. And do they need to get permission from their employer to do so?
No. So what will happen is the employee will request either online or through a manual form for NERSA to stop their contributions. The employer contribution and the state top-up will also cease for the duration of the opt-out period.
Now, what happens to the money that, assuming that they join in January, what happens to the money that they have paid in over the last 6 months? The employee, that is.
So the employee contributions, what they've paid themselves, will be refunded to their bank account.
Right. I won't be taxed, right? Like straight through the payroll, but won't be taxed.
Correct. Mm. So what went in will come back out. However, the employer contribution and the state top-up will remain invested in the employee's name. Those amounts will not be refunded.
And what happens to that money?
It stays invested. And then after 2 years, the individual will be automatically re-enrolled into the My Future Fund.
Now, this is the interesting bit. Mm. So if you go to the trouble to deregister and opt out of the system, in 18 months from now, you'll be back in it, whether you want to or not.
Correct. So the system's designed to do the best thing for you, whether you want it to do that or not, essentially.
It has decided what is in your best interest.
Absolutely.
Can I assume that the people that would opt out would be younger people on lower incomes?
Yeah, there's two categories. One is younger people who may be under some financial distress, those that are saving.
And they
saving.
Need every penny.
Absolutely. We know there's a cost of living crisis out there. People are trying to get on the housing ladder. So they are most likely the individuals who will look to opt out, at least for a short period. And then there's also individuals who may have personal pension savings elsewhere. So they're not in a workplace pension scheme, but they may have an executive pension plan, for example, or significant assets, rental properties perhaps, and they've just been mopped up. So they will certainly take the opportunity to opt out.
So going back to the 6 months of savings, it might only be a small amount of money, might only be €1,000. They'll get that money back, but the money the employer paid in, which would be that plus the government, that will accumulate value, will it, in some fund somewhere?
Yes. So it will remain in the individual's pot, as we call it, technical term.
Yeah.
It stays invested, and so it will continue to grow for the 2 years that the individual is out of the My Future Fund system.
Okay. And how is the money being managed, and who is managing it?
So there are three investment managers who were selected following a public procurement process: Irish Life, Amundi and BlackRock. Essentially what happens is the administrator, NERSA, takes in all of the money and then allocates it evenly across those three investment managers. There are a suite of investment options which are quite simple in how they've been set up, from low, medium to high risk.
Into various different funds.
Absolutely. And a default option for those that don't make an investment choice.
Okay. And assuming that you don't make a choice, because most people won't be making choices, will they assume that you're at a certain age? In other words, that your risk profile is higher? Because if you're, for example, 60 years of age and you're heading towards retirement, you don't really want to gamble too much, do you?
Correct. So those that are at a younger age will be invested in higher risk options. Mm-hmm. And then that will change as they age. So your money will gradually be moved to lower risk options.
Mm-hmm. And those three companies, Amundi and BlackRock and Irish Life, they then have to reapply to retain usage of the funds in a few years.
Yes. So there will be another round. At least that's what was flagged initially. So the expectation is that it will go out to tender again in a number of years.
But those three companies will have curried favour by not overcharging, I suspect.
Absolutely. I mean, the charges are very low. So less than 4 basis points on the assets. And the administration charge is only 55 cents a week.
Which they would charge a lot more if there was a private pension.
It is.
Now, what should employers know and watch out for when this opt-out scheme starts?
So employers should be prepared to receive questions whether they have individuals in My Future Fund or whether they're in their existing workplace pension. Mm-hmm. Those that are in the workplace pension sponsored by the employer may ask, why can't I opt out of my pension scheme? The rules may not provide for it.
Yeah.
For those that are in My Future Fund, the employer may be approached for information on how to go about opting out and whether they should be opting out. And it's important.
That's a key point, is it? Can they dissuade the employee from opting out?
No, categorically no. It's an offence under the Auto Enrolment Act to do so. And they can be pursued by the Workplace Relations Commission if they do so.
But who would police that? In other words, if it's just two people in a room and one says, are you sure you want to do this?
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. But what I would say is what we've observed is that the department and NERSA are keeping a close eye on this. And they were very quick to move at the end of last year to introduce minimum contribution standards when they heard reports of employers potentially taking advantage of the system and offering employees lower rates than what they would get in My Future Fund.
You've been in the industry a few years, Caroline. How many employees do you think will choose to opt out starting today?
Well, if we look to our near neighbours who've had an auto enrolment system since 2012, the typical auto enrolment opt-out rate is lower than 10%. Now, it's grown a little in the last few years.
Because of cost of living pressures.
Absolutely, probably. Cost of living, yes. But it's still in and around 10%. So I would be most surprised if our opt-out rate exceeded that. In fact, my expectation is that it will probably be lower.
Thanks for joining us, Caroline. That's Caroline Rowan, the pensions lead with the consultants Aon.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.